How do we use AI?
Without letting the robots take over.
I was put on this earth to create connections, not content. The purpose of my business is to help other service-based business owners create deeper connections with their clients through podcasts and other content that we create from their podcast. I'm Jen Eads, the head broad in charge at the Brassy Broadcasting Company. I've been working in podcasting since 2013. So I've seen the art of podcasting evolve and grow. And yes, I think podcasting is an art. And nothing has come along to change podcasting like AI, artificial intelligence. I'm fascinated and freaked out by AI all at the same time. And if you're listening to this episode, I have a little hunch that you might feel the same way. I'm looking for balance. How and where can we integrate AI into our creative workflow without losing ourselves and our humanity in the process? You know, that thing that actually creates connection to another person? Where can AI help us improve our work? Which tasks does it make sense to have it do for us? Where is that line where we lose ourselves in the process? The more we train AI to sound like us, does that line move or does it start to disappear? These are some of the big questions that I'm looking to answer for myself. And as a podcaster, it only made sense to turn my quest for answers into this limited podcast series and share it with you. Carol Cox was at the top of my guest list for this series because she is a podcaster and speaker. She's the founder and CEO of Speaking Your Brand. And to say that Carol is enthusiastic about AI would be a massive understatement. There were a few things that really stood out to me in our conversation that you should listen for. The first is where and how Carol uses AI in her speaking proposal process and in her podcasting workflow. The second thing is how she's used AI to get more out of her back catalog of over 400 podcast episodes. This was really my big takeaway from the episode. And then we also talk about how to keep the heart and humanity in your content, even when you're using AI in the process. Friend, you are in for a treat. So let's get to it. Carol Cox is founder and CEO of Speaking Your Brand, a coaching and training company that works with mission-driven organizations, executives, and entrepreneurs to elevate their communication, public speaking, and thought leadership. She is also host of the Speaking Your Brand podcast, which I highly recommend, and I've attended some of Carol's virtual workshops on speaking, and friends, she is the real deal. We are going to talk about where AI fits into podcasting and speaking and how we can use it to enhance our work and make our lives easier while also navigating some of those pitfalls and ethical concerns that come up. And most importantly, how to keep the humanity in the heart in the connection that we're trying to create. So, Carol, welcome to the Brassy Broadcast.
Thank you, Jen. I am so excited to be here. I know we have known each other for a number of years, mostly through email communication. Uh-huh. You've listened to the podcast and you're so kind. You send me email once in a while about a particular episode. And so I am so excited to be here on your podcast.
Well, thanks for joining today. And so the first question is, how would you describe your relationship with AI?
Okay, so I would say I'm an evangelist. So I love AI. I ask this question in some of my workshops where I ask the attendees on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being, you love AI and ChatGPT. Please don't ever take it away. 1 being, I hate AI. I wish it had never been invented. I'm like 100.
Okay. Why is that?
You know, okay. So first of all, I have a background as a software developer and a technology strategist. Those were the first businesses that I had when I was a baby entrepreneur, you know, first kind of getting started 20 years ago. So I do have this technology bent. Like, I've always loved technology. I see the potential in technology to make our lives better and to make more people's lives better. And so with AI in particular is that I feel like it's like this collaboration partner and a thought partner in addition to just doing tasks for us. Mm-hmm. But So, which is great, because if we can offload some of those repetitive, monotonous things that we're doing, that frees us up to do the more human activities that we so often we get bogged down into the other stuff. And then we feel like, oh, I don't have time to go to that event, or I don't have time to like do that virtual coffee with that person that I haven't talked to in a while. But we'll make that time by letting AI do the stuff that it's good at.
Where are you using it? Particularly, I want to talk about speaking first. Mm-hmm. Where are you using it? Because I feel like in one of the workshops I attended that you did, you know, I was shocked. I was like, oh, I never thought about AI for this application in speaking. So tell us a little bit about how you're using it.
So I use it quite a bit to help me draft speaking proposals. If you've ever thought about speaking at a conference, you know that they'll have an open call for speakers and then they make you submit a proposal. So you have to have a catchy title, and then you write the session description and the takeaways or the learning objectives. And I've written plenty of those over the years that I kind of just copy and paste. Like I kind of know the setup and I know what I need to do, but It's still kind of like stick a pencil in my eye kind of work, right? Where I'm just like, ugh, don't really feel like doing this. ChatGPT is excellent at it. So you can give it your outline, you can just kind of give it a topic and it will write the whole thing. And then of course you can have it like punch it up, make it more fun or make it more academic or whatever the situation may be. And I do have some tips that we can get into, Jen, a little bit later about how to make it more you. So whether it's related to your intellectual property, your frameworks, your brand voice, like you still need to put that in, but it's an excellent first draft to get you, I would say, like 85% of the way there.
Have you found that what you're getting back feels still like it's coming from your voice? Like, have you trained it well enough that it's like, oh, this actually does kind of sound like me? Or is it still like, oh, this needs some work?
I would say the answer is both. So now that ChatGPT has persistent memory, which means it knows you from chat thread to chat thread. When ChatGPT first came out, every chat was like, it's like a baby. Like it had no idea who you were. It didn't have any context with any past conversations you had with it in different chats. And so you had to basically tell it over and over again who you were, like your mission, all that kind of stuff. Now it knows me really well because I use it so often that I don't have to prompt it anymore. And it will put something in like a speaking proposal. Like this is to make sure that women's voices get elevated or whatever it's saying. Like I didn't tell it to add this thing about women's voices, but it knows because of all the work that I've done with it and knows so much about speaking your brand and knows to put that in.
Are you using it? How are you using it then in actually creating talks? Mm-hmm. Are you pretty much outlining the talk yourself or writing it out and then asking it for feedback on that? Or what does that process look like for you?
So can ChatGPT write your presentation? No. And you might be like, well, of course, Carol's saying that, but really, can it write an outline of a presentation? Yes. I have had it do this, but it's so formulaic. And it's so even if you put in your brand voice, like it's beyond that because it does what a typical kind of workshop does, like 5-minute welcome, 15 minute for this section, 15 minutes for this section, which is honestly boring. And you're not going to be a very compelling speaker if you use that as the outline for your presentation or your workshop. So here at Speaking Your Brand, we have a framework that we've developed over working with hundreds of clients over the years called the Signature Talk Canvas Framework, and it's based on the best of human behavior, marketing techniques, all of that, and it takes your audience on a journey, but you have to set things up for the audience, and that's what our framework does, but ChatGPT does not do that out of the box. Like you can train it to do it. You can give it our framework and say, can you write it based on this? But you have to give it that extra information.
What concerns, if any, do you have about putting your intellectual property into ChatGPT to have it help you with your speaking?
So personally, as far as I'm concerned with Speaking Your Brand, I don't have any because ChatGPT already knew who Speaking Your Brand was when it launched because I had already had hundreds of podcast episodes out there that, of course, OpenAI basically sucked up the entire internet to train ChatGPT. So it had all that publicly available knowledge about me. And I give away so much on my podcast. Like I what I just talked about with the Signature Talk Canvas framework, there's an episode where I talk through the whole thing. So it's all out there and I want it to be out there. It's not secret.
Right.
So I am personally fine. Now, obviously, if you're working with clients and they have sensitive information, check with your clients. Obviously, if you're working with, you know, confidential information, you don't necessarily want to use that. But as far as things like frameworks that you teach on or frameworks that you may have talked about somewhere on the internet or written a book about, you can assume that AI has it.
Yeah, which is kind of freaky. I'm in that spot of it's kind of cool, but it kind of weirds me out.
Right. Yeah. Well, also, there's this whole thing about creators not having been compensated for their work being used for training data, whether it's authors of books, musicians with songs, you know, all of the my podcast content. Like, I wasn't compensated by OpenAI for it to use it.
Right. Yeah. It's such a I have lots of big feelings about it. We'll just leave it at that for today. Do you also then use it? Say you've got your outline and kind of the bones of your presentation done, then are you still using it at that point, like getting feedback, or what does that look like in your creation process?
So what I find is ChatGPT is really helpful with, once I have the whole signature talk, you know, the presentation mapped out, is finding some like audience activities. So, you know, like it's always a good idea to include activities for the audience to do, whether it's, you know, they pair up or they do a general activity altogether, whether it's virtual or in person. So I'll ask ChatGPT, like I'll give it the outline and say, what are some fun audience activities or icebreakers? And it is excellent at coming up with that. Yes, I did a workshop last summer about personal branding. It was an in-person workshop. And ChatGPT had the idea to create a bingo game as an icebreaker where, you know, so I printed out the bingo cards and it had like different things like related to personal branding, you know, find someone who's been a guest on a podcast or find someone who's had an article written about them. But that idea for the bingo game came from ChatGPT.
Fascinating. So I know that you work with a lot of speakers. What are some of the pitfalls or the mistakes that you're seeing? I'm like, Carol, I've got this amazing talk that AI helped me with. What are you seeing that you're like, let's maybe rethink this?
Yeah, and this does happen, is that you could give that outline to any speaker and anyone could give it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you know AI has missed the mark. Mm-hmm. Because if anyone could give your talk, why, number one, why are you there? And number two, then why are people going to hire you or bring you in if you're not differentiating yourself? So that's why you have to include stories, your personal stories, client examples, but you also have to include your own kind of big idea, like your process, your framework, your intellectual property. Like, what is it? Why are you, if you're talking about, you know, like the top online marketing techniques, I could Google that. I could ChatGPT that. Like, I want to know, what have you seen that's worked? What have you tried and failed at? Like, what have you tried and has been successful and why? Right? Like, I want to know all those things. I don't want generic tips because anyone can get that information anywhere.
So true. And I feel that a lot as I go and I see speakers or I hear other people, you know, as podcast guests. It's always that weird little random thing that you're like, oh, that's my people.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times that's chat or any AI really just kind of misses the boat with that.
Right. Because I will say that, you know, anytime I give a talk or any of the clients that we work with, you know, we always make sure that they are integrating stories into what it is that they're talking about, because as humans, that's how we remember stories. And I have this keynote that I have given, and I talk about this professional experience I had in politics, local politics, way back in the early part of my career, where I had a lot of confidence and then I was bullied. And so, because I was a woman with a very public presence and a public voice, and I lost my voice for many years after that because of that bullying experience. You know, so I go through and tell the whole story. And then I'll say to the audience, like, you probably have never had an experience, you know, in local politics like I did. If you did, please come talk to me.
Right.
But you probably have had a time where you have lost your voice because something happened, whether it was someone else or some limiting belief, and what happens after that. Now, what I've just done is created a sense of trust mm-hmm. between me and the audience by sharing a vulnerable story, a sense of failure. Like, that's not how I wanted that story to turn out. And I'd even say, like, even though I was like this, I thought of myself as like this, you know, very confident feminist. It didn't work out that way in the real world. Like I didn't feel like I had the support system to navigate that challenge. ChatGPT can't come up with that.
Right.
But that's what makes you a compelling speaker, not because you had 10 things in your outline that you're going to teach to the people in the audience.
For me, it is all about the stories. Do you feel like if we are using any sort of chat, especially like the generative AI in our talks, is that something that you disclose? Like, how do you navigate that?
So if I say like that personal brand bingo game that I mentioned that ChatGPT had came up with, I did not share with the workshop attendees that, by the way, this bingo card idea came from chat. I mean, they wouldn't have cared, right?
Like, right.
I still went into Canva, right? I created all the little bingo things and, you know, so I still did a lot of the work. It just had come up with the initial idea. Now, if you are using something to create images, like for your slides, generative AI images, then I usually will put at the bottom of the slide, like image created by, you know, an AI image generator, and I'll say which one I use, just because I feel like it's good practice to put that in, just like I would give credit if I was used in a stock photo that I had purchased. So that's how I would do that.
Good to know. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like there's so much coming up and we're just kind of at the beginning of all of this. And I think it's going to be really fun to see where it goes. But also, like, what do we need to be aware of as speakers? And then also, you know, as podcasters, too, how are you using AI in your podcasting workflow?
Okay, so a lot. And this is, so I have over 400 episodes of my podcast. I've been doing it for 8 years. I have gotten down the whole process, right, of outlining an episode, recording it, writing the show notes, figuring out the title, right, all that kind of stuff. Like, I know that process. So now I will take the transcript of the episode, whether it's me and a guest or just a solo episode, and I'll give it to ChatGPT, and I'll have it draft the show notes and come up with the titles, because it's really good at SEO optimized titles, better than me. At finding those, like, what are people searching on? How are they going to find this episode? The show notes are pretty good. At least now, are they exactly the way I would write them? No, but it has just saved me at least 30 minutes on writing them. And then, so yes, I do use ChatGPT for that. And it will come back and I'll be like, I don't really like the way you worded that, or that's a little bit too long, or I don't like the way that you started off the show notes. So I'll change those things. I don't just copy paste without reviewing it, but it does save me a lot of time because, again, to free me up for having conversations with people, right? Going to events, because I don't want to be stuck behind the computer just doing those same tasks over and over again.
Do you have any favorite AI tools? What have you actually invested in, you're like, oh my gosh, that was so worth the money?
So ChatGPT for sure. Like, I use that all of the time. For video editing, I use Descript, which I know that, Jen, you're familiar with because it's like a editing in a Google Doc, but for video or audio. So that is great. That makes it much easier. I also use Opus Clip for creating shorts. So I'll take a podcast episode video. So this is for video. I'll take a video and then it will find, say, 60 second or 90 second clips that the AI thinks are the most watchable. Like, right? Like it thinks are good. And then I can go and so edit them and it puts the captions on. So it makes it good for YouTube shorts and those kinds of things. And then the other thing that I am starting to build is what's called a RAG. So AI companies are awful at coming up with words for anything related to AI. So you're like, GPT-4.0 is like the new model, right? Whatever. So RAG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. Don't worry about it. It's a knowledge base.
Okay.
So I've taken all of my podcast transcripts. I fed it into this knowledge base. It then kind of creates the neural network for it. And so then what happens if I ask a question of it, instead of ChatGPT just spitting out some type of generic answer, like how much should I charge to speak or how do I reduce nerves before a speaking engagement, it's looking at my knowledge base first, so all of my podcast transcripts, and generating the answer based on that, but still as good of a writing style as ChatGPT, because ChatGPT is kind of like the engine that's writing it, but it's looking at my content in order to get the answer. So for those of you who are listening, if you go to the podcast page on my website, so speakingyourbrand.com/podcast, there's a way that you can ask a question of this system, like ask, what should I charge to speak? Or how do I create my signature talk? And it will give you back an answer based on my podcast content.
Okay, that is really cool. That's one of the coolest use cases that I've heard.
Yes, it is actually pretty easy, relatively easy to put it together. There are some different tools that I have used. So that is one thing. Now, the second thing, Jen, we'll see how, I actually want to know how you feel about this, and I would love for listeners to let me know. So actually, just recently, I went into 11 Labs, which is the service that creates AI voices. Mm-hmm. I gave it about 4.5 hours of my podcast audio, of me talking on my podcast. So very high quality audio, you know, good microphone, very clean and all that. It has now professionally cloned my voice. I would say it sounds about, it's like 90% of the way there. Scarily, mm-hmm. scarily accurate. Inflections on words that I use, all of that kind of stuff. And so I also then gave it this knowledge base of my podcast content. And again, on the Speaking Your Brand website, there's now a little button where it says, ask AI Carol, and you can have a voice conversation with me, my voice clone, about everything we do at Speaking Your Brand and all of my content.
Wow. So my mind is blown because it's cool. And the whole voice cloning thing kind of freaks me out.
Right?
Like, I just don't, I'm not there with it. Like, I see the applications like that, incredibly cool. And I'm just like, I don't know. Did you have any concerns about that?
So yes, so there are lots of AI services out there. I tend to stick with the big ones because I feel like their terms of service and their privacy policies, they're going to adhere to them better because there's more eyeballs on them, right? Like mm-hmm. there's more users and customers to make sure they're doing the right thing. Don't just go like find some fly-by-night, you know, software company because you don't know what they're going to do with your data, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I always look at the terms of service, and some of them, some services I found have said, we can use your voice clone or whatever for our own marketing and promotion purposes. And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. You can use my stuff to train your models, to make your models better. That's fine. But not to go have my voice on your Instagram reel. Like, that's not
that
right?
Would freak me out.
Right? I don't feel like that's right if I'm paying for the service. Like, no. So 11 Labs is good. Like, they're not going to go use my voice for any of their own stuff. My voice is private. No one else can get access to it unless I give someone access to use it. So I feel okay about that. Also, my voice is out there.
Yeah.
I have hundreds of podcast episodes. So if someone wanted to clone my voice, they could. I mean, I'm not famous enough for them to care, but they could.
Well, who knows? After this episode, you might be.
Yes. Yes. This one's going to go viral.
This is the one.
is this real Carol or AI Carol talking right now?
I'll never tell.
Okay. You won't be able to tell.
That's right. You had something that you were going to say earlier, and then before I remembered my question.
So I always like to think about, like, what are those repetitive, regular tasks that you do that can be automated? You know, finding ways to do that. And then I think about how to use AI to better understand your own content or your own marketing. So the other thing I've done is given, like, my podcast content to an AI tool and said, like, where are my gaps? What have I not addressed on my podcast? And it has found some gaps that I was surprised about because I just hadn't thought about it. So that can be good. Then I also think about what are activities that I'm not doing but should be doing that would be beneficial, but I just don't have the time. For example, every time someone signs up for my email list on ConvertKit, I always have the intention of going to look them up on LinkedIn and connecting with them. Because they've subscribed to my email newsletter, I want to reach out and kind of make that personal connection. Let's be real. It does not happen. I don't find the time to do that. So I've set up an automation where once someone subscribes, then I use perplexity.ai in an automation workflow where it will go and find their LinkedIn profile based on their name. If it's a common name, it's kind of hit or miss if they find the right profile, but does a pretty good job. Reads their profile, provides a summary, and then identifies what would be good speaking topics for that person based on what they do, and then writes a little personalized LinkedIn message to them based on their profile, and then puts this all into an Airtable spreadsheet. And then I go and look at the message. I don't just copy paste it at all. Mm-hmm. But at least it gives me an idea like, oh, this person has a background in this, or this person does this in this particular industry. And then I reach out to them.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Another AI that had no idea that that was something that could be done. It's amazing.
And then, you know, this is the thing, Jen. I think this is the, you know, the benefit of people who have a technology background is like we are always used to thinking about how to automate things or ways to scale. But for everyone listening, whether you're a podcaster or a business owner, next time you sit down to do the next thing, whatever that next thing is, always think, is there a way that I could use AI to either automate this or to personalize this or to streamline this? Or to brainstorm with AI to do it. Because I think once you stop and start asking yourself those questions, you'll realize how many incredible opportunities there are to make what you do easier, but also just much, not only more efficient, but just much more actually creative and personalized.
What's the one thing that you want somebody listening to this that maybe they're like kind of freaked out by AI or they just haven't really jumped into it yet? What's the one thing that you want to encourage them to try or to be open to?
Yeah, well, it is like a matter of having curiosity to wanting to see what's possible. So obviously ChatGPT is the most well-known. It's, you know, it's really good at what it does with writing and kind of analysis and brainstorming. So I kind of like to think about, think of something that you're not good at and go and ask AI to help you with it. So I'm not an artist. I cannot draw. I can barely draw a stick figure. Not my thing. But obviously, these AI image generators do a really good job. So I'll describe something. You know, like, can you create an image that, you know, this, 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 and this? And then it will create an image for me. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool because I can't do that. Okay, so like that's number one use case. The second use case is to think of something that you're pretty good at, but you just don't enjoy doing. Like for me, it's writing those speaking proposals. I can do them, but I don't really like to spend my time on them. So let me see how ChatGPT can help me with that. How good of a job does it do? So that's another second use case. The third use case, and this is where I think people are the most resistant, is go have ChatGPT or whatever AI tool makes sense help you with something that you already believe and you are excellent at and you enjoy doing and see how it can help you. Or not, do what you already love doing better.
Okay, I'm going to try that one.
So like, Jen, what would that be for you?
It would probably be something podcast related.
Which part of the podcasting do you like to do the most?
This part, just the fun, the talking.
Okay, so clone your voice and then my AI voice and your AI voice can have our conversation together. Oh my God, we should totally do that sometime.
If I can get myself past the... Ugh, of cloning my voice. We will do that, but I got some work to do.
All right, so maybe you could have AI help you identify new guests.
Yes.
Right? Based on like maybe go through LinkedIn profiles and identify potential guests or...
Oh, I think that's a fantastic idea because that's one of the things that seems to hold clients up particularly is I got to get guests. I've got our episode. I've got to record next week and I have no guest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love that idea. Friends, we have some homework to do. We've got assignments and I want to hear back from you too. So if you are listening to this and you've tried one of these exercises, DM us on LinkedIn. Let us know how it worked, what you learned, what you figured out. I'm super curious about that.
Me too. Yes, definitely. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn because remember that scale of 1 to 10 that I mentioned in the beginning, where are you? And I'm on 100. I would love to, for at least for you to get above a 5 or a 6.
Definitely. That is a phenomenal goal. So Carol, where can people connect with you and find out more and follow your adventures in AI?
Yes. So obviously listen to the Speaking Your Brand podcast. If you already enjoy listening to podcasts, that's just hop on over there. Lots of different episodes relating to public speaking, thought leadership, personal branding, some episodes on AI as well. And then I do have a guide to getting ChatGPT to understand your brand voice better so that you can get better output from what you're working on, whether it's email newsletters, speaking proposals, even outlines for some of your presentations, but you want it to be more of, sound like you and be more of what you do. And that is at speakingyourbrand.com/chatGPT. So speakingyourbrand.com/chatGPT. And then you can get that that download, that free download. And while you're there, you can see that little voice activated assistant and you can talk to AI Carol.
Okay, I am going to try that. And I'm going to report back at the end of this episode how that experience was. I'm really curious about that.
Well, please do. Also, Jen, let me know because because I just launched this as a time of recording. I just had launched it today. So I haven't had, I'm trying to find people to like go and test it and stuff. So yes, please let me know.
Oh, most definitely. Well, Carol, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Jen. This was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Are you willing to clone your voice? What is the AI line that you are not willing to cross? DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. I'll have links to connect with me in the episode description. I did go have a chat with AI Carol, and it was cool. Now, AI Carol didn't sound exactly like Carol, but she was pretty darn close. You can go chat with AI Carol at speakingyourbrand.com. Like I said in the intro, my big takeaway from our conversation was how Carol's using RAG. That's Retrieval Automated Generation. She's using this AI to create a knowledge base from her library of podcast episodes to power AI Carol. Where are you excited to use AI in your podcasting or speaking process after listening to this episode? DM me. Let me know. I've been experimenting more with Cast Magic this past week to help me write show notes, as well as the intros, outros, and blog posts for my podcast episodes. I'm refining prompts and working to train it to sound more like me. I didn't like what it wrote for the intro and outro for this episode, so friends, this is all me in your intro and outro. I will use Cast Magic to give me the timestamps, which I will then double-check for accuracy. And I'm going to use ChatGPT to generate the cover art image for this episode. So that's a couple ways I'm using AI in my podcasting process this week. Thanks for tuning in. Now get out in the world and do some good.